Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. A pastor is only as good as he is willing to be honest in the most difficult of times. Your mom and grandma was a saint, and she was most certainly also a sinner. You were on the receiving end of her saintliness, and you were on the receiving end of her being a sinner. We all were. Some of that came by her own fault. Some of that because of the circumstances that she found herself in throughout her life. Jesus says, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." This was one of Martin Luther's favorite passages. He quotes it a lot. And that is because this passage sums up what Christ offers to sinners. He offers himself. Jesus is rest for the weary. He is health for the sick and forgiveness for sinners. Bessie was weary, particularly toward the end, probably the last 6 months or so. But there wasn't a time, at least in the last 5 years when I had visited her, that she hadn't said something to the fact of, "Why does God tarry? Why does he wait?" Her body was failing, but then again, whose isn't? The truth is that we are all racing toward death, and none of us gets better. We live in a culture terrified of death, obsessed with health, prone to fad diets and charlatans, and ever questing for a magic pill. Bessie's body betrayed her. It would not do what she asked it to do. "Come to me," Jesus said, "all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Some of that rest is rest from pain, rest from labor, rest from sickness. But for all of that, she was not lonely, even when she lived alone. She was surrounded by people, visitors, but she was weary of outliving people that she loved. Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Part of that rest is relief from sorrow and from mourning. But Bessie also had her own sins to face. The wearying array of not living up to her own standards, let alone God's. She loved her family and visits from her family. She didn't always show that. In fact, she probably showed it by scolding you for not doing it more often. It wasn't the best way, but it was her way. And it was frustrating. But we all knew what she meant. And if we didn't, we should have. She was a stubborn German Lutheran. But then again, so are we. Most of what she worried about were sins of omission. That is, what she wasn't doing or what she was afraid to do. And she lived with some regret about past failures to act and to do what was right. She knew the doubts in her heart, the grudges that she harbored, the secret fears that she had. They wearied her. And unlike her other weariness, this came from within, and it could not be blamed on anyone else however hard she might try to do so. This weariness carried accusation and death. Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Bessie was weary, and so she came to Jesus for rest. Not just rest from pain and labor, but rest even from herself, from the law's accusations, from her guilt and shame and regret, from the need to be good or take care of others or to try harder. Jesus says, "Come to me, all you who are weary, and I will give you rest." The idea of rest is theologically significant in the Bible. The word Sabbath, the Hebrew word for Saturday, means to cease or to rest. Only the God of Christianity gives a command to stop, to cease from your labor, and to rest. Only the God of Christianity, the God who gave his Son for the life of the world, demands that you worship him not by doing, but by receiving. The Sabbath day of worship was a foreshadowing of eternal life. It was fulfilled by our Lord Jesus Christ. He finished the new creation on the sixth day, that Friday, when he said, "It is finished." By accepting the law's punishments for our sins unto death. And then he rested in the tomb on the seventh day, on Saturday, for the final Sabbath. And when he rose on Sunday morning, it was the dawning of the new creation. Days stopped counting. He is now the new Sabbath, the place of rest for the weary, for he has given his life as a ransom and atonement to take away the sins of the world and to receive sinners. Bessie came as long as she could for that rest, and she looked forward to when that rest would come in the Holy Communion given to her at her bedside. She always came to see Jesus. She wanted the rest that comes from being where Jesus has promised to be. To be sure, Jesus is everywhere, even in this fire. But if you put your hand in the fire, you will not be healed. You will be burnt. "Come to me," Jesus says. And so Paul went to him and found him on the road of Damascus. Bessie then came to the places where Jesus had promised to be for her, where Jesus had promised to be her God and her rest. She came to church. There she heard the scriptures in word and in song, the word of Jesus. She was continually and newly absolved for her sins. She ate and drank the risen body and blood of Jesus in the Holy Communion. She joined his prayer to his brothers and sisters, and she renewed his baptism by repentance and new birth. In this way, Bessie was a model Christian, an example of faith that has been handed down to us to emulate. Not because she was always nice, but because she sought rest in Christ where Christ had promised to give it. In this, Bessie lived well, and in this, she died well also. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. May he grant us all the grace to follow Bessie through this life and into the next, and to remain ever where Jesus promises to be. "Come to me," Jesus said, "all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. In the name of Jesus, amen.